We read in the first reading of today in the book of Genesis, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. There is always a consequence when you sin against nature. When you contracept, there is a disquiet in the family. Family members are without brothers and sisters and sons and daughters. Abortion is a consequence of contraception, and unconfessed sin causes anxiety and fear to enter the family and to intensify tensions. Homosexual acts spread disease, giving bad fruit, and do not generate new life. These acts are contrary to God's laws and are sins against nature. God created Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. Adam and Steve are sterile, but married Adam and Eve are fertile. Victims of abortion, together with victims of sodomy, cry out for God's vengeance. Victims of these crimes need compassion, prayers, understanding. In today's gospel, mankind has entered a storm of unprecedented high waves, yet there is nothing to fear, providing you remain in grace by keeping God's commandments. You never know the moment of death. Do you want eternal life with Jesus? Then keep his commandments, all 10 commandments, and be pure of heart. And always remember, we're in the boat together with Our Lady and Jesus, and to be consecrated to Jesus is to go through the pure heart of Mary, our Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.